The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Brandon, I love it when you open the show. That's Brandon Glazer with Eric Glazer. I'm Karen Curtis. Welcome to Condo Craze and HOAs, and good morning.
The future host of the show in about 2 decades, right?
I'm sure he could probably do it now.
Exactly, right.
And we're here again with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA. That's a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa, and in Brandon's bedroom. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. No matter where in the state you are, give us a call right here in the studio, toll-free, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email Eric your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right, and if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, which grows each week. By joining each week, you can get announcements about the show, who our guests are, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Matter of fact, tomorrow's blog topic, the death of House Bill 653 and what it means to your condo association. You were kind enough to have me on your show, Karen, about that. And that's, of course, the bill that now prevents you from opting out of an engineered life safety system. It's getting a tremendous amount of press. Matter of fact, big story yesterday in the Naples News about how people are now really scared to death, Karen, about how much
how are they going to afford this?
Yeah, people are really scared because it's definitely going to be several thousand dollars per unit. And if you don't have that money saved up, you're on a fixed income, you know, you don't know what to tell people.
But you
it's going to be tough.
You had a bill kind of attached to that, right? That
we had part of legislation that I drafted was tacked on to 653, and it would have clarified when an association makes material alterations to a condo unit, that the vote must be taken before the alterations are made.
Makes sense.
This makes sense, right? You would think. But unfortunately, when 653 died, that piece of legislation died as well.
You thought that 653 was going to go through, so you put your bill on there, no problem. Well, did. It actually went through, I think, one vote
against
it.
One vote in the entire legislature, right.
And then the governor sees this building go up in flames in London. And gets, you know,
right.
Goes
so
crazy.
Literally, and I can tell you there was even an article, I think maybe I saw it on the Naples News website yesterday, that basically said, like I said on your show, Karen, that building in London could never have gotten approved in the state of Florida. Never would have happened. It was actually built with flammable materials. Go
figure.
On
the outside. They did nothing on the inside.
Right, right. It was just, you know,
and
that building
codes
was an accident waiting to happen.
Fire codes are much more stringent.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I think we have a call.
But interesting week in politics first, right?
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Wow. Trump going to Poland this week, and then the G20 summit. Great speech about preserving Western civilization. I got to tell you, I love that speech.
Well, the Polish people loved it, too. Are you a little bit Polish?
You know, yeah, my roots are Polish and Russian somewhere. It's funny, if you look at the different censuses that were taken in Brooklyn in the 1930s and 1940s, when they took the census in 1930, I think it said my roots were, my family living in Brooklyn was from Poland. You took the census 10 years later, it says Russia.
Oh, really? Wow,
yeah,
that's
believe
weird.
It or not. Yeah, because the countries, I guess, at that time, 1 minute you were in one country in the city you were living in, the next minute you were in another country.
The lines are
moving. Yeah, right.
Well, the Polish people loved Trump, and thousands of them kept chanting his name.
Yeah, it really was something to see, something that looked like a Trump rally, you know, one of the typical Trump rallies. But hey, you know what? Poland isn't like the rest of what is now liberal Europe. They're not exactly opening their borders over there to refugees and having their cultures swallowed up and disappear like you're seeing in places like England and France. And I got to tell you, that's why they admire Trump, because they know Trump's not going to let that happen here either.
Yeah, even George Clooney leaving with his twins and his wife back to L.A. because there's too many terrorists in England.
You just upset my whole day.
He was all for open borders, and now he's coming home.
Right.
Well, America, you know, Trump's America First policy is just that. And Trump said, I represent Pittsburgh, not Paris. And it was interesting to see Putin and Trump meet, both seem to be very optimistic about our relationship going forward.
I don't get what the press is, well, let's say CNN and the liberal channels, are making about this, the Trump-Russia relationship. Why is it a bad thing to try and be friends with Russia? I don't get it. Isn't it a good thing to
because
try and make
peace?
Because
they tried to hack our election area.
Yeah, right. But isn't it a good thing to try and make peace with the world's only other superpower? Wouldn't that actually be great for the security of the country and for economic prosperity and trade? And, you know, I think in Putin and Trump, you have two guys that no doubt respect each other. They're like-minded. And I, for one, I got to tell you, I'm in favor of at least seeing if that relationship can be strengthened, and I hope it can.
You know, they had Putin say, he described Donald Trump out. He says he's completely different from the Trump you see on television.
Could be.
He said that he grasps things very quickly. He asks very good questions. He just, you know, said some interesting things about him.
Hey, but a guy who's a New York real estate developer for 70 years, grew up in the business, trust me, he's no dummy.
Right. So, but anyway, he did press... Trump did press Putin on the hacking of the computers at the DNC.
Yeah.
And, of course, what's he going to say? Yeah, we did it.
Right. Of course, you don't expect him to say it. Of course not. But let's say they did do it, right? What happened? The truth came out. Remember, you know, the Russians didn't make up the emails that were on the DNC servers.
And the DNC didn't deny them either.
Right? They only allowed the truth to come out about the evil doings of the party. And I'm glad it came out, quite frankly. And I got to say this, though. How Bernie Sanders supporters can still back the Democrats... That I will never understand after how the DNC treated their candidate.
And now Bernie's
I will
wife,
never forget that.
His wife's in a trouble.
Under
there.
FBI investigation. Oh, yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Let's see how that goes down. How about we take Jack from Jupiter? How are you, Jack?
Hey, good morning, Counselor. Thank you for the welcome. Let me take it off of speaker here.
Sure. How can we help you, Jack?
As concerns the Marina condo facility. Where each slip is individually owned by different owners. The board recently mandated a different insurance regulation whereby if you own the slip, you only need $100,000 liability. If you are a renter, you need $300,000. Seems to me like discrimination or maybe even a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. I don't know.
Yeah, very interesting. Probably not a violation of the Equal Protection Clause because there's no state action there. So... I don't think that would apply. But the declaration of condominium, right, for this marina, you know, a lot of people may even be wondering what we're talking about here. Believe it or not, you can have a marina, not just a home, a building. You can have a marina that acts like a condominium as well. Okay? Pretty unique, but they're definitely out there. And I guess, Jack, that's exactly what you're talking about. But I would say, unless there's something very specific in the governing documents – that actually require that, then the association board of directors probably just can't do that by way of rule. So do you know if that provision is in your declaration?
Oh, it's not. No, not at all.
It's not. So probably they can't make rules and regulations regarding requiring renters to obtain $300,000 insurance, but owners only $100,000 in insurance. But in order to know sure, we'd have to take a look at the documents.
I understand. One more quick question, if
you don't mind.
It concerns the 718-112, the 90-day rule for prospective board members, wherein they have to write a letter to the secretary attesting to the fact that they've read the declaration and bylaws and or have taken a course as your office provides.
Right.
And if they don't, they're off the board, if I'm correct so far. And further in that particular paragraph, though, it says, they're only off the board until such time as they write the letter or take the course.
That's exactly
seems
right.
To be
right.
No teeth. There seems to be no teeth in it.
And you'd be statute. Exactly right. It is a statute without much teeth at all. Oftentimes, you know, I'll have board members come to my office. I'll meet with a new board, and then I'll say, did you get certified? And they'll tell me no, and the election was 6 months ago. So I'll say, do you realize you guys are actually off the board right now as we speak? So that's when they tell me, okay, can you please print out that silly affidavit for us to sign? They sign it.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
Karen's laughing, but the truth is they sign it, and they're back on the board literally the second they put their John Hancock on it.
But don't they have to read the documents? I mean,
they'll tell you they did it already.
It's a signed affidavit.
Yes, but they did it already. Well, that's what they'll tell you.
How about if none of them have done that? Or the secretary herself or himself, you know, because that's who the letter is allegedly being directed to.
Correct.
What do you do if none of them are on the board? Then they're all off the board. Yeah. How do you attack that?
But all they have to do is walk over to their printer, download the form, print it out, sign it, and they're back on the board in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
To be a health insurance agent.
Sorry to belabor the questions, but and
sure.
I certainly
Karen, I'm sorry, you were saying.
Well, in order to be a health insurance agent in the state, I had to take this huge test and studied for 2 weeks, and then I had to take continuing education and take more tests.
Right.
So, I mean, it just seems to me that before you sign that affidavit to be on a board, which is
right.
You're handling lots of money and
you
lots
see,
of issues,
yeah.
You'd have to take a test that shows that you understand and you grasp the information.
Here's the fear. The fear is that this is technically a non-paying job, right, being on a board of directors.
So
if we're going to make people and force people to take classes and take tests and do things like that, no one is going to ever volunteer for this position, and, you know, we'll have to have buildings run by receiverships. So that they try to reach a compromise where make the classes available. Hopefully people will take them,
right.
But at least make them sign something that says they've read everything.
That's just ridiculous.
Well, this affidavit is so ridiculous because it makes you promise that you've read your documents and will enforce the documents, and many of you have illegal provisions in your documents.
Right.
So you're swearing to uphold the illegal provisions in your documents.
Right.
That's how ridiculous it is. But, Jack, thank you for the call. Jumping Jack from Jupiter.
Thank you,
and
sir. Thank you.
You be well. All right, and we got to take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Welcome back, and good morning. You're listening to condo craze in HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA, a law firm specializing in community association law. And, of course, he has offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. Taking your calls right here about anything HOA or condo associated, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right. So last week we spoke about the fact that just because your documents say that your unit can't be used as a business, that doesn't mean that your unit can't be rented out to 365 different families throughout the year. I think everybody was kind of a little surprised to hear that.
Airbnb.
Exactly. And, yes, those types of websites are sweeping through cities all across the United States. But we spoke about a brand-new court case that says if the people that you're renting to, if they're just basically using the unit to eat and sleep, your unit is not being used as a business. And if that's the only thing the association is hanging its hat on in order to stop you, your association is going to lose. And if you want to stop short-term rentals, you better have specific language in your documents that require a minimum rental term, right? A lot of documents you'll see say no rental term could be less than 3 months, 6 months, a year. And if you don't have documents that actually say that, and you're only relying upon language in your documents that say your unit can't be used as a business, you're going to lose because it's not a business if the people next door are simply eating and sleeping. So not a business, not good enough. So, all right, on to another topic this week. And, you know, I'm trying to come up with stuff to write for the show this week. And I remembered a column, Karen, I wrote a couple of months back basically asking the question. We were kind of just talking about it. You know, why do it? Why run for a position as a board member where you put yourself in a potentially no-win situation, right?
Right.
Worse yet, even if you try to solve the problems in the community your way, half the population in your community is going to second-guess your methodology. And just why do that? Why put yourself in harm's way like that? And I asked the question in my column because for 25 years I hear the very same question asked of owners and community associations every year regarding whether or not they want to run for the board. And many people come right out and say, why in the world would I do that? Or why would I do it? What's in it for me?
Right.
And many people respond with just profanity if I ask them to run, right? Or if I ask them to get involved. Many people simply look at you as if you're a Martian. You know, like, why in the world would I put myself and my family even in a position like that? And they think you're just out of your mind for even asking the question.
It reminds me, I think she was in Hollywood, the African-American woman that ran for president.
Exactly.
And she tried to assess these people that were late, and her car got keyed.
Her car got keyed.
And she had horrible things.
She got a letter in the mail. Yeah, I was on the news about this. And you'd be surprised. A lot of people actually stopped me in the street, believe it or not. That story got a lot of attention, saying that they saw it. And it was about, like you said, an African-American woman who ran for president, who was elected, got appointed president, I should say, and tries to clean up the community by passing assessments. And what happens? She gets hate mail addressed to her, threatening mail, using the N-word, telling that her she better resign and get out of the community or they'll make sure that she does.
Wow.
So this was, you know, something terrible.
I think she was trying to go after people who weren't actually paying. They hadn't been paying.
Exactly. You'd think everybody would be in favor of that in the community.
You could foreclose on these people, and they went after her anyway. And something compels people to run because year after year after year, there are always people that step up to the plate all across the state and volunteer to take the reins in their community. There are just those types of souls.
Exactly, that really want to do good. And they obviously can't be doing it for the money, right? The people that are serving on the board, they're not doing it for the money. We all know compensation isn't allowed. There's really not much fame associated with being a board member, even if you're the president of the board. But there are a few things you can definitely be sure of you're going to get. You're going to get second-guessed. You're going to be told you're not doing a good job. You're going to be told someone else can do a better job. You're going to be told your ideas are dumb, and you're probably stealing everybody's money anyway. You know, those are a given. That you're going to run into for sure.
Yeah, and despite all of that, there are oftentimes more people running for board positions than there are available spots.
Exactly.
And there are elections all the time. People actually want the job and all the aggravation that comes with it.
So the question is really, why? Why do people continue to run? What compels people to put themselves in that position? Is it a genuine desire to help your community? You know, is it at least partially ego? Is it fear that if I don't do it, my dumb neighbor will? You know, what is it? And, you know, we'd love to hear from our callers here about why they do it. Give us a call here, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You know, when we do our seminars, Karen, you know, certainly our year-end seminar, and we do the live radio show, and we always have that contest as to who's the longest-serving board member in the audience.
20 years plus,
20
always.
Years, 25 years, right? Why would someone actually serve on a board of directors for 25 years? And I do have some clients that are actually serving that long, and I actually think it's incredible. And I think their community owes them a tremendous debt of gratitude.
Yeah, the president of my condo association, Ralph, he's the best. And, you know, he kind of quizzes me. He goes, what do I do about this? He was driving me to the airport. He goes, what do I do about this truck that's got the... you know, the commercial wrap on it. I'm like, well, I think you can find him. He goes, well,
so he doesn't
want to
pay me, so he's going through you now. I get it.
I'm giving unlicensed. Yeah,
exactly.
I think you can find. He goes, no, we're going to send him a letter first. But anyway, Ralph's been on the board for years and years and years. And I think there's those types of people that just want to make sure. I don't think it's a control freak thing. I just think that they want to. They know they can handle it, and they step up, and they want to. You know, make sure that their community is well run. And
right. I let's do this. Let's
I think it's
take
like
a break.
President Trump figuring, you know, let's make the
right.
Let's
yeah,
make
he
the
certainly
community
did not need
again.
To do this. Yeah.
No, he did not need to do it.
Right.
And he's not being paid. It's the same thing.
So nobody that serves on a condo board, an HOA board, they don't need to do it, but for some reason they want to do it. And the overwhelming majority not only want to do it, but they want to do it well. They want to learn. They want to take the classes, and they do want to do good for the community. But why do it if you know you're putting yourself in harm's way like that? That's the question. So what compels you guys to serve? Give us a call. Let us know. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, we'll also find out what our listeners and readers said. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Give us a call. Talk to Eric from Glazer and Sachs, PA. That's a law firm specializing in community association law. He is an attorney specializing in this for many, many years. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. How many years have you been practicing condo law?
You're making me sound very old.
Come on.
How about this? You know what? Yeah, I have my degree hanging up here. It's the Supreme Court of Florida. Let me in October, what was it, 92?
Oh, wow.
No, July 92.
That's the 20th.
So we're coming up on the 25th anniversary this month in about a week or two.
And you have another big milestone coming up. We won't say anything about that, though.
You better not. She's talking about a big birthday milestone coming up, but we'll talk about it.
And you're a Leo. I think that's very interesting. So if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOA's listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOA's radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right, how about we go to George in Miami? How are you, George?
Yes, a very pleasant morning.
You too.
My name is George, and I want to thank you for the opportunity, and also thank you as well, both for informing us and educating us on the complex of condominium and HOAs. And I was a condo president recently. I served my second term. I had been there in early 2007 through 2010, and then again came back in 2014 through 2016. And I think one of the finest things and rewards that you could have is the fact that you're involved in your community, you're involved and you're doing something for your society. I think very much like our founding fathers who came out and said, George Washington, I think it was, you come in at the time of crisis and you leave when things settle down. And I think I've been able to do that. And I also realize that there is people that are your neighbors who are not as qualified at times with many of their decisions. How can they manage a condominium association?
Right. Well, good for you. So you actually did it twice. You said you were on
Yes.
from 2007 to 2010. You put your 3-4 years in, then you took some time off, and something actually made you come back to it in 2014.
That is correct. There was a crisis where I was in, and there was a lot of problems with the association, and numerous individuals that were owners there asked me to come back, and I did, and I served for 3 years, and I said, that's it. I am leaving. Obviously, there was also something to do with my job and
I was going to ask you that, George, if you don't mind. Would you object if I asked you what you do for a living?
I work in the pharmaceutical industry. Evil empire, according to our former president.
So,
okay,
George, you said at the beginning it's complex. So when you came back in 2014, did you sign the affidavit and read the docs, or did you take a course?
Well, I have to tell you, I have attended the seminars with Eric.
Yay!
Another one. College, yes.
Oh, you have taken a seminar.
I also attended. And I think those things, even when you don't need the credits, they are very helpful.
Yep.
They open your eyes, yep. And it's a very good learning experience and a wonderful opportunity to be able to come out and learn and hear about a lot of things that maybe you're not aware of that you're going to run into.
So you see, a lot of people think that, well, I don't have any experience in accounting. I don't have any experience in law. I don't have any experience as a general contractor or a roofer. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
George, you respectfully were in the pharmaceutical industry. You didn't have any experience with any of those things, and apparently you did a wonderful job as a board member.
Well, I tried, and one thing I can tell you, I went straight by the book. And one thing, and I can tell a lot of people because they don't like to do that, I think anytime you run into a lot of these issues It's like when you're running a city or a municipality, and obviously I haven't done it, but I would think it's the way, you have to consult with your attorney. And I think that is something that a lot of associations run into trouble because of that.
Sure.
And I think you need an accountant, and I think you have to have a team of experts to help. One person can't do it.
George, you're smart. Absolutely. There's like any other business. So when a business starts, if you don't have an attorney and an accountant on your staff from the get-go, you're doomed for failure.
Yeah.
A condo, and especially the same as a condo. No two ways about it. The same exact thing applies in a condo. But I really appreciate it and the kind words you said about us. And I also appreciate the fact that you said you like to be involved in your community and you kind of felt an obligation to do so, especially at a time of a crisis. So you, sir, are to be commended for your effort.
Well, honestly and truthfully, I think this is something that we're lacking in America at this point in time. After having grown up in this country and having the opportunity that I was given and my parents were given, I think you have to give back. And if you're to some degree successful, that doesn't mean financially, and you could be successful in a lot of different ways. I think you always have to give back. And
so what you're saying is snowflakes that live at condos should just stop complaining and actually try to help themselves. I can relate to that. I get it. I'm with you on it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people often are coaching on the sidelines and are complaining, but they don't step up to the plate.
Yeah, don't just be a complainer. Come on and help. And if you don't want to help, then you're part of the problem.
Exactly. Without
Thanks for the call, George. You have a great day.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Boy,
we need more people like George out there.
We need more people. I mean, with the half of the population living in a condo or an HOA in this state, you need more people like George.
All right. Do we get any more Georges out there? That's the question.
Call us.
So let us know. Why do you do what you do? Taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Karen, how about starting us off telling us what our readers said?
Yeah, we asked our listeners why in the world they would continue to run for the board if they knew that it was going to be almost guaranteed a lose-lose situation. And here's what they had to say. Here's Jazine Garner. She said, why do it? Because when the old board members have been on the board for 18 years and are trying to turn the family-friendly community into Century Village, someone has to step in.
What does she have against Century Village?
I know you love Century. Like most typical boards, they made up their minds and their own rules and focused on irrelevant projects around the community instead of what really matters, like growing bad debt, and no one was doing anything about it. A receivership that was scamming all our money and staying on top of our management company, making sure that their accounting was handled properly, along with overpaying for management hours that we weren't getting. In my community, we established a quorum, first ever for the 34-year-old community, by using social media and voted all the board members off. Why did I run and what did I run for? I didn't. If we didn't, we would have been in a bigger financial hole.
That is a lot said there by Jeannie. First, I love the fact that the community was rallied by social media.
Yeah.
Right? As you can see, it's oftentimes used more and more lately. And I'll tell you, sometimes you'll see an angry association make threats to people that try to use social media or try to open their own website.
Trump again, right?
I'm sorry?
It sounds like Trump again.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous. But sometimes you'll have associations say, you're not allowed to say anything bad about our community over the internet. You can't open up a competing website. Sure you can. Like I said, you don't move into a community and leave your First Amendment rights at the door. But at least with, what's her name, Jazine, she was tired, obviously, of seeing the same faces on the board for so many years. And, you know, but it reminds me also what we're always asked by the longest-serving board members. Well, just think about it. The people in the audience who are serving the longest, what do I typically get from them? I don't have to get certified, right? I'm on the board for 20 years. I know everything.
Grandfather me in.
Right? I'm grandfathered in. I don't have to do any of that, right?
As
and I
amended
always respond.
From time to time.
Yeah, but you know what I always tell people that are serving on the board the longest, with all due respect to them, you're the people that I want to take the course the most.
Yes.
You know, because you know what you've learned 20 years from now, what you think you've learned 20 years ago, guess what? There's been lots of changes to the law since then. But how about we go to Milton and Tamarack? How are you, Milton?
Hi. How you doing, Eric?
Okay. How can we help?
No, I'm just calling. I'm a longtime board member. I came to Florida in 79. I got on my condo board about 2 years later, and except for a one-year hiatus, I've been on the board ever since.
Wow. So you've been on the board since about 1981.
Yes.
Some of our listeners weren't even born in 1981.
It's true.
Sorry, well, so Milton, so we got to ask you.
It's really not a very difficult job. I find that, one, you have to take a seminar. No
sure.
question about it.
Good for you.
And that's only a beginning.
So let me ask you this.
You have to do a lot of reading. You have to be familiar with 718. You have to be familiar with all the changes. Listening to your program is a great asset.
Thank you so much.
I find that there's a magazine I get every month that has a question and answer.
Sure.
Also invaluable.
See, Milton actually cares. Milton just doesn't want to be on there and just, you know, watch everybody else do the work. Milton actually takes the time out to learn something.
I'm very fortunate. Both my I've been in two condos. This last one I've been in 28 years.
Wow. Okay.
So
when you moved down to Florida, you came down to retire?
No, I was working.
You were still working. And you found time to do both.
I was 80, 82.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
So,
good for you. That's awesome.
In fact, I never wanted to quit, but the recession and everything, it just didn't pay anymore. So I was a wallpaper hanger. And
so if I'm doing the math right, Milton is like 131 years old.
I don't know.
How old are you, Milton?
88.
Nice.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
And you plan on serving as long as you can, I take it.
Like I say, I have been in small condos. I haven't been, I've been on the master board also.
Right.
But primarily my service has been mostly on the building board.
Right.
And I found that common sense goes a long way. Education is another thing. And if you're even-handed with everybody, you escape a lot of the a lot of the angry people.
I agree. Even-handed is important, but I think there's one more characteristic that makes a community successful. Full and complete disclosure of everything, nothing being hidden. The more the community knows, the better.
Our board meetings are very open. You can't talk, they can't talk. Anybody wants to talk, we'll listen to them.
You see,
unfortunately, they don't come to meetings. So, but I have a stock answer when they stop me in the street. Gee, that's terrible. Bring it up at the board and we'll take care of it.
Exactly.
And they never come.
You see, it's interesting, Karen. You know, the new law that was just passed, you know, the condo crime bill.
Yeah.
Part of that law, unfortunately, I think it's a bad move. I think it's an error that it's actually in the statute. The attempt of the House Bill 1237 was to prevent people like Milton and to prevent people like our last caller, George, from continuing to serve on a board after 8 years.
Right, term limit, right.
The statute was drafted poorly. It says if you're on a board for more than 4 consecutive 2-year terms, you can't get back on unless 2/3 of the people in the community vote for you. But why in the world would you want to stop somebody from, like Milton, from serving on a board? Why? What is the point in trying to kick Milton off the board? Here you have a guy that cares about the community. The community obviously cares about him and likes him. Why shouldn't Milton be able to continue on a board? Just makes no sense. And Milton, if I hear it in your voice, there's no way they're getting you to quit.
Well, my wife would love me to quit. You know, the problem is the new people coming in is a younger demographic, and they have families.
Right.
They have their work, and you can't get them to serve on the board.
Milton,
I'm not faulting them. I mean, they have a lot on their plate. But, you know, it's like one night a month. what's the big deal?
Milton, anyhow, I'm guessing your wife isn't going to leave you at this point, so we want you on the board. Don't listen to her. Stay on. You're helping the community.
I would love that 4 years, you know, 8 years. I would love that. But I can't get a replacement.
I gotcha. Milton, sorry, buddy, but we got to take a break. It's a pleasure and an honor having you call in. Everybody taking your calls, so let's hear what you have to say. Do you feel like Milton does? Do you feel like George does? Do you have an obligation to your community? Do you want to stay on the board forever? Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and Age Ways here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs. His law firm specializes in community association law. Give him a call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And I want to point out, Eric, people like Milton and George are very intelligent, and that's what some of the news media and many of us don't understand, that there are a lot of us out there that get it and understand and know what's going on, and you have certified over 12,000 of these people. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are people, they're smarter than you think.
Oh, and there's no two ways about it. Look at these guys. Unquestionably, these are intelligent people.
And they're stepping up to the plate. Those are the ones that are stepping up to the plate. The other thing is the term limit that passed. The caveat to that is that you're saying that it's so poorly worded usually it's a one-year stint anyway, so it doesn't. We don't understand what it means.
Exactly. The way the statute reads, you can't serve more than four consecutive two-year terms. Well, is the intent of that statute to limit people to only serving 8 years in a row? Because it says nothing about preventing people from serving an unlimited amount of one-year terms, and overwhelming number of condos will have one-year terms.
Yeah.
So does that mean you could technically stay on for 20 years in a row, even though this new statute says no more than four consecutive two-year terms? So that's obviously that's something that has to be clarified, and I think it will the next legislative session. But I just don't get it why you would want to kick somebody off the board like Milton and George, who are serving their community. They keep getting reelected. The community actually likes them. It's hard enough to get volunteers to run. Let them stay. Leave them alone.
Exactly.
You know, if they're not doing well, then the people won't vote them back in, period. How about we go to Sonia in North Miami? How are you, Sonia?
Hey, Sonia, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Eric, what to do when you're a board member, but you see that the other board members are doing, like, not providing records to the unit owners or not, or hiring unlicensed professionals, what should you do as a board member? Do you report them to the lawyer?
Yeah, that's what I...
What do you do?
Yes, I think you should. And this happens, you know, all the time, where one person on a board or two people on the board or the minority of the board simply believe that the majority are doing illegal things. And sometimes that's the case, sometimes it's not. But I think the best thing to do would be notifying the association attorney of what's going on. There's been plenty of times where I would get some sort of an email or correspondence from somebody on the board telling me that the board is doing, you know, X, Y, and Z against the law. And I tell the entire board, hey, guys, I just got an email from board member whatever, and the email accuses the board of doing the following illegal things. I want to have a meeting about it immediately. And typically that will result in a meeting, and I'll find out whether or not it's really happening. Sometimes it's an overblown exaggeration, but sometimes it's absolutely dead on point. And I got to tell the board members, listen, you can't do that anymore, because you're potentially setting
the
board up for a lawsuit.
Just one more question. And what if the lawyer ignores?
If the lawyer ignores, again, as a board member or as a unit owner, you have other means at your disposal. If it's something that's, you know, egregious that you think winds up filing your own petition for arbitration in Tallahassee, you may want to consult a different lawyer about that. You may want to actually file a complaint with the division. So there's things to do. You don't have to sit back and ignore it. But as a board member, I would absolutely put my my objections in writing to the board by certified mail return receipt. So at least you're on record as saying, hey, I'm not going along with this.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You got it, Sonia. Thank you. All right. Still would love to hear from everybody else out there. Why do you do what you do? Why do you serve on the board if you know you're going to get beat up for doing so? 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. What does BC say, Karen?
Well, she says, why serve on the board, to protect your investment. Has always served to motivate me, and it should motivate others as well. If you do not wish to serve, then don't complain when things go badly with regard to the operation of the community. I believe it, or serving on the board, should be mandatory, and that there should be term limits. And I must say, I kind of agree, because if you look at the, you know, Congress and these people that have been on in Congress forever and they're doing nothing for their constituents, fresh blood is a good idea.
It's sometimes a good idea. I get it, but
sometimes there are not enough people voting, and these board members just roll over.
Exactly. You know, but
that's the one they need to have term limits.
Yeah, but so if there isn't enough people that want to run, and you have people that are willing to run, then, you know, hey, you got to just say thank you for continuing to hang in there. You know, Congress may be different because there's always people that are willing to run for that spot. But, you know, one thing BC said that I'm not sure I agree with, she said it should be mandatory to serve on the board. And there's one problem with mandatory service on the board. And you know what that is? Quite frankly, you're going to wind up with a lot of idiots on the board.
Yeah, you won't get the Georges and the
Miltons. Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, in regards to term limits, you know, the owners in a community, they can vote, by the way.
Right.
A lot of associations don't know this. Associations can amend their governing documents to allow for term limits.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want term limits in your community, voted in. But I don't know if it's something that the legislature actually has to ram down everybody's throat.
Yeah, especially if it's not paid, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Richard Kosala said, unfortunately, many people run for the board because it's the only time in their lives that they can have a little bit of power.
Right.
And in other words, and in their own work life, that they can't manage flushing a toilet. Jeez.
A pretty serious statement from Richard, but, you know, that's the stereotype that a lot of board members, like non-board members actually, like to put out there about board members. But I can tell you, that ain't the truth. And I honestly believe most board members, they don't do it for the power trip. You know, there are some that do. Of course there are. But most, as we can see from the callers that are calling in, most do it out of a genuine desire to help their community.
Well,
no two ways about it.
Or to help their wife, Dean Garrow.
Right.
Dean Garrow.
Get out of the house.
This is a nice sentiment.
Yeah.
No. Dean Garrow says, a newly elected president of a small condo association, as the newly elected, I can honestly say I did it for my wife. I'm genuinely concerned that should something happen to me, I want to be sure the association is fiscally sound. I do not want my wife or anyone to be assessed an undue burden in the future due to financial irresponsibility. I love my home. I love my neighborhood. I want to make sure that it stays a nice, safe, and stable community moving forward.
That's the first time I can honestly say that I ever saw a person saying that I'm on the board
because of my
for
wife.
My wife. And Dean just screwed it up for all married men, quite frankly. Now, any man now who doesn't say that he did it for his wife, he looks bad compared to Dean, right? But, you know, why can't we all be like Dean, we're going to hear, right? Dean loves his wife, but the truth is, good for Dean. If he's helping out his wife and that works in his household, then great. And I guess Dean's going to stay on the board and have a happy household, happy marriage. Good for you, Dean.
Okay. Well, here's the question of the day. Ready? Joey says, the same question to you, Eric. Yes, you. Why are you sacrificing to help us so much? Is that a genuine desire to help? Is it ego? Is it a fear that if you don't do it, another attorney will? Let's hear it frankly from you. Why is it free advice, free seminars, etc.?
Wow. So Joey actually went on a pretty good attack about me there. But he left out a couple of things when he says, why do I do this for free?
Yeah.
He left out a free radio show and taking time away from my own family. Free answers to countless emails I get every week. Free column every single Monday morning for the past God knows how many years. But why do I do it? You know, lots of reasons. I wouldn't do it any of that if I didn't enjoy doing it.
That's right.
I enjoy the show immensely. I enjoy meeting everybody at the seminars. I enjoy writing down my thoughts and sharing with them with everybody on Mondays. And I certainly like to think that there are at least some people out there who are helped by what they learn from me each week. And I do it because there's a lot of CLE classes, educational classes, for attorneys who practice in this area, but not nearly enough education for the people who serve on boards and in our community
you
association.
You started it.
We certainly did. We certainly brought it to the next level. And Joey asked if it's ego. No, I don't do it because I have an ego to feed.
So.
But I'll tell you this. Yeah, I get an ego when someone comes up to me in private and says something like, you won't remember, you know, but you helped me with an email or a question and, you know, and you helped me out of a huge problem.
It's not ego. It just makes you feel good.
It makes you feel great. And that actually happened to me at a seminar a few weeks ago from another attorney. So, yeah, I enjoy what I do, and the minute any of that changes, I don't do it anymore. And for the same reasons, I guess that's why board members serve on the board.
I have to ask you, when you went to law school and you decided your specialty, what made you go into condo and
this actually
law?
Was I worked after law school at a law firm that had one or two condominium association clients, and the guys that were there longer than me, nobody wanted to do the condo work.
Really?
Yes, so it was dumped on me. So that's how I wound up with this. But I see the clock is ticking down. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs, and we will talk to you again next Sunday at 11. Have a great week, everybody.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years' experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116. Or grgcpa.com.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Or visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.